Hey, we're back here on Downtown on this Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you, Z62 Retro Radio. Our next guest on the program has got her own publishing company, is an author, a publisher, of course, and has got a wonderful new book out that celebrates a Maine classic, the Maine Christmas Song. To tell us all about it, we're happy to be joined on the telephone line by Stephanie Mulligan of McSee Books. Hi there, Stephanie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, happy really to have you on. This is so exciting. My goodness gracious. Yeah. I love the idea of this. Everybody knows the Maine Christmas Song. I'm surprised that, I mean, the thing's been around for more than 30 years. It doesn't seem possible to me. But I understand that it was, in a way, your mother's idea to turn that song into a picture book?
Yes. So a couple of years ago, we were in my kitchen. She was up from Otis Field, we were in Lincoln, and she, we started talking, reminiscing about the song, and then before we know it, we watched it on YouTube, and then we listened to it, and then there were pictures that went along with it, and she said, wow, what a beautiful picture book this would make. And at that time, I had only, you know, self-published my How to Catch a Keeper picture book, was not in the frame of mind to take on traditional publishing, so publishing other people's work. But a year went by after that. So this time of year last year, I reached out to Con Fulham, the composer, and, you know, he was open to the idea. I was so thankful that he was, and here we are.
And then you had to find an illustrator. What was that process like?
Yeah, so actually, it was interesting because I had one of my mom's friends had a friend, and that's how it is in Maine, right? One big small town. And she was from Otis Field, had lived in Otis Field at one point where I grew up. And so I had reached out to her, and Cynthia Baker is her name. And she happened so that her husband went to college with Con. And so I said, Con, I found an illustrator, and I think you might have a connection to her. So that was really, really wonderful.
Well, the pictures, the illustrations are absolutely beautiful. And it tells the story, of course, the Maine Christmas Song, but there's much more than that. And I, you know, this thing being more than 30 years old now, you're also, in addition to telling a wonderful story for the season, really capturing an important part of Maine's history and tradition here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, Cynthia did a wonderful job depicting that. And I just had a school visit today, actually. You know, I asked Con, I said, the school reached out to me to represent, you know, this book, even though I'm not the author. It was Elliott Elementary School. And we did a virtual school visit. And that was a, you know, a big part of what the teachers wanted me to talk about was the message of giving and sharing. And we did some sign language. I taught them sign language to the lyrics. And that's what made the song stick with me from Otis Field Community School, was doing the sign language along with the chorus.
And of course,
really wonderful.
Yeah, we're now on what, the second generation of kids who have grown up with this song.
Right, right. Yeah. Mostly, you know, sometimes I'll say to people, do you know the Maine Christmas Song? And they'll say, I'm not sure. But then when you start singing it, they, oh, yes, yes, of course. So it's just, you know, part of life and part of growing up here. I was just so thankful that Con allowed for, you know, me to turn it into a picture book to keep, you know, keep it going.
Well,
in a different way.
And if I remember the story behind this, I think this started as a bit of a lark. The former News Center reporter Bob Elliott back in the late 80s, who said, we should have a Maine Christmas Song. And boom, within a fairly short period of time, Con Fulham had come up with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, probably the whole thing was less than 2 weeks. And that was right. You're right about Bob Elliott doing a story on Christmas music and reaching out to Con, and he had been already working with Melinda, and you know, everything really fell into place. I know that Con recalled the town of Sidney, Maine, really wrapping their arms around him and his family when he was younger, when they went through a lot. So he really, you know, drew on those memories and to represent the spirit of Maine, which is just truly You know, you don't take it for granted to live in this beautiful place.
We're talking with Stephanie Mulligan, the owner and editorial director at McSee Books here on Downtown. I know you're doing a lot of appearances. You mentioned the school appearance. Have you got any more book signings coming up between now and the holiday?
I don't have any book signings coming up, but I do have school visits. They're actually booking me and also booking my husband, Matt Mulligan, because we have a book that we wrote together. So that's starting to happen. And that book is called Just a Kid from Maine. It's illustrated by Rick Parker, which is also, he's also a Mainer now. So
I wanted to ask you about that because everybody knows the wonderful story of Matt, who didn't play high school football because they didn't offer it at Penobscot Valley High School, and then went from Hassan to the University of Maine and then a lengthy career in the National Football League. Boy, if that's not a story to inspire young Mainers, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and that's the whole reason why I really wanted, you know, I approached Matt with the idea, and he's very humble, you know, and he's like, I don't know, you know. But it was really partly for me a tribute to him. And, you know, when he'd come into my life changed forever for the better. And just his inspiration and encouragement every day, daily, and what he brings wherever he goes, that's really what I want to pass along, you know, to our youth, too, is like, you know, kind of that outlook and also the drive and the hardworking mentality, just to preserve that, like, for our generations going forward.
Absolutely. Well, and Matt's done such a great job of giving back to the community and to people around here, and so excited to have him working with our football players at the University of Maine as well. So it is a wonderful story and an inspiring one as well. Now, I have to ask you, Stephanie, what made you want to become a publisher?
Well, I had no intention of becoming a publisher. I've always loved to write, and I took some creative writing courses at the University of Maine. But I never felt very confident in my writing, although one of my professors did say, I think, Stephanie, you might write a book someday. And I just sort of chuckled, you know, okay, yeah, sure. So she saw something, and so all it takes is one. And, you know, and same thing with Matt's case, like not everybody's always so encouraging, but all it takes is one. And, you know, you could be that one voice for someone nudging you along. So anyway, after I self-published How to Catch a Keeper, and people besides my friends and family liked it, which is surprising, I thought, well, I'll just see if some stores like it. And then it turns out I was okay at marketing, I guess, and that I wasn't even on social media for 10 years. I just popped up on there and said, hey, I wrote a book. So honestly, Rich, I did not plan on this, and I feel like it found me, and it was something I had no idea I was passionate about, you know, that side of things, that it is still being creative and producing things, but I never in a million years envisioned myself being here. So I feel very blessed about that.
Well, we're very glad that you are. The book is called The Maine Christmas Song. You can get that at the terrific local bookstores, of course. Just a Kid from Maine. You can visit the Facebook page for McSee Books. It's capital M, small c, capital S-E-A. You've got a website as well at McSeeBooks.com. So congratulations on bringing this story to a whole new generation of people.
Well, thank you so much, Rich. I really appreciate that.
And hope you and Matt and the family have a wonderful Christmas, and we wish you good luck in the future as well.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie Mulligan with us here on Downtown.